News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
To the MV Hondius, departing Cape Verde, heading for the Canaries, where there was sufficient medical equipment to actually support the passengers who are suffering from that hantavirus outbreak. With us is Seana Bowers, health correspondent for the Irish Times, who has been writing about this extensively. Seana, at this point, it is starting to look like the original virus was contracted off the ship. Is that right?
Yeah, so that would be quite typical. Like, when it comes to hantavirus, typically the mode of transmission is contact with rodents. It's a zoonotic disease, which means it spreads from animals to humans, and human-to-human transmission is really quite rare. But there's, you know, there are different variants of hantavirus. One is known as the Andes variant, and it's kind of found in Argentina in particular. And I've been speaking to epidemiological experts, and what they've said in the most recent summer, so in recent months in Argentina, authorities there have been raising concerns about increasing hantavirus cases in their region, you know, that it's appearing in areas that they wouldn't typically be seen, and that the case fatality rate is higher than it typically would be in Argentina. And the two of the individuals who unfortunately passed away on the cruise ship, they actually had been traveling around South America, including Argentina. And so it is believed that they contracted the virus there. Now, the World Health Organization have, you know, acknowledged that it is believed that there were some close contacts, person-to-person human transmission on the ship. But that is very, very rare. It's more common with this Andes variant, but it is quite rare.
So they're now heading to the Canary Islands. What is the medical support they will receive there, and what will happen with the passengers?
Yeah, so there are two passengers in particular who are quite unwell, and Cape Verde have said they just didn't have the capacity or the facilities to be able to care for these individuals. So my understanding is there will be a medical evacuation for those, you know, who are very unwell. But the vast majority of passengers on this ship, they're absolutely fine. I was speaking to one Irish woman, Anne, yesterday, and she said, you know, they obviously are very worried for the outcome of the people who are unwell, but by and large, they're out in the sun, they're being fed, they're being looked after, they're trying to just make the most of a bad situation.
And what's the sort of general medical support available on the ship? I know they had a doctor, but he himself apparently was struggling with illness.
Yes, because once again, he would be a close contact if he was helping these individuals who contracted the virus. So there are different forms of illness associated with hantavirus. My understanding is that the one we're kind of seeing currently is affecting the lungs. And so it would be, you know, helping with this. But the thing, one of the experts I was speaking to yesterday, he actually mentioned that, you know, oftentimes it's like monitoring rest. And there's one specific drug, the name of which is escaping me right now, that's kind of used. But there's no vaccine for prevention of contraction of this sort of disease. So the best way for someone, you know, if like any of your listeners are deciding to travel to Argentina or anywhere else where these viruses are endemic, the best way to protect yourself is actually, you know, just being aware of where you're going, looking to see, you know, if the virus is circulating at high levels in these areas. But primarily, it's very, very basics that we know very well. Washing your hands after using the bathroom, washing your hands before eating, and just making sure that you're not staying in somewhere that has, you know, rodent feces, or, you know, monitoring your bed before you get into it. It's often spread, you know, through outdoor systems, you know, camping, hiking, things like that. So it's just being mindful and cognizant of the risks if you are going to these endemic places.
Well, thank you very much for that analysis, Seana. Seana Bowers, health correspondent for the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.